you think when you heard about DRC?
Being suspended, it was hard, but just some difficulties between him and McAdoo. We'll figure out those details a little later. We don't know what's really going on. So from that point on, I mean, I have no suggestions on what I should say about it.
Ben said he left the team.
Left the team?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he left the team. I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
I don't know. It's a situation between them two. I wouldn't say he left the team. It just felt differently. Felt differently about the altercation that happened.
About what?
About between happened between them two.
Did you sense any frustration, disenchantment? You know, he's your teammate. You know.
When he came in?
Well, just building in the last few days or today, yeah.
From him?
Yeah.
Nah. He came in with a smile on his face, had his gospel music playing, being the same DRC that he was when he came in. So it surprised all of us when we heard what happened.
Lynn, is this something where a lot of guys in here probably don't want him back? He's left the team. I mean, he's left you guys. I mean, do you think that he'd be accepted back here if he were to come?
Yeah, he would.
Are guys upset that he got suspended? Are you upset with McAdoo for suspending him?
Are we upset for McAdoo suspending him? We just said that he's suspended, yeah. We need a major part of our defense, and we need him on the D. But, I mean, that's the coach's decision. Yeah, I'm not going to go against it. He felt strongly about suspending him, then he felt strongly about suspending him.
What was the root of the conflict, I guess? Was it about playing time? Or
it wasn't playing time. I think it was something that happened Sunday. I don't know what really happened Sunday. It happened when we was on the field. I still don't have the details to that situation either.
Was there some sort of incident in halftime in a locker room?
I don't know.
Looked like he got banged up a little bit in the game.
Who?
DRC.
Yeah, he did. I think he got leg swiped. Somebody stepped on his Achilles, but he tried to play through it, and that's the DRC I know.
What up?
So he was here this morning. You guys?
Yeah, he was here this morning. In meetings. We always in the hot tub early in the morning, and some meetings, and then. We left out of broke meetings and no return from him.
Did he talk to you guys before he left?
He didn't say anything, just gone.
He sent you guys a text or something?
No.
Ben told you about it?
No, we didn't know. We just found out when we went back to meetings. It was like where DRC at, and then we went to walkthroughs, and he wasn't out there either, so we knew something was up from there.
Is this a sign that this team is...
Not because one person left the team, or not because of one person made a decision of what they felt between him and a coach, is between those two. It's not because of the breakdown of the team and what's going on between within us and the 0-5 start that we have. It's not to do with that. It's between him and Coach McAdoo.
It certainly hurts the team. It certainly hurts the team.
I mean, it has an effect on the team. Yes, it does. Especially on the defensive side. We need him. He's a vet on our team. We look up to him. And he has a lot. He has a lot to bring to this game for us, and a lot of versatility. So, definitely did hurt. Yeah.
How did players react when you found out that he wasn't, whatever you're gonna say, suspended or left the team? How did you guys react?
I haven't spoke to all the players yet. They was on the field today. I wasn't. So, to see how it really affected everybody, I wasn't a part of it. I feel more outside right now than knowing what's going on.
Landon, as a team leader, do you kind of get all the guys together on defense to talk about this, to kind of make sure everybody's mind is right?
Yeah, we're going to definitely talk about it in this afternoon's practice. I mean, this afternoon's meeting and stuff like that. And we're going to address the issue. I mean, that's a big issue in the room, and we need to address it because we don't need nobody else separating from the team.
And just to be clear, though, you don't feel that he's left the team?
No, I don't feel like he's left the team. It's just something, it's a miscommunication between him and coach.
Right, so he was asked to leave, you feel he was asked to leave the team and suspended, not that he left on his own?
I don't know.
Landon, just to clarify something you said before, when you talk about the big issue, you're talking about the ERC, you're not talking about something else that exists, correct?
Correct.
Anything else, guys?
Are you going to be ready Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be ready Sunday.
That's realistic for you? I mean, would you hurt your ankle?
Yeah, I hurt my ankle. That's about it. Played through it throughout the game. Was pretty sore afterwards. But feeling great day by day. Get to do a little movement, a little bit more movement tomorrow, and we go from there day by day, take it day by day. I mean, I've been through a couple ankle injuries since college, so I know what I'm going through.
Broncos pose a tough test for you.
Yeah.
What are some of the biggest things that you guys have to look at as a defense? I mean, their rushing attack is...
This crazy, yeah. That's the biggest thing is their rushing attack. I mean, they got two dynamic receivers, but, I mean, they started off with their running. And 22 and 28 definitely doing a great job of what they're doing. And we have to start it with up front. Up front, we have to start it off first, and we have to just build a wall. We build a wall, we'll be straight from there.